So we got Betty Miller and
Karen Keene.
Bro, why you said it like Karen Keene?
Karen Keene.
Okay. Gosh damn it.
Let's do it again.
You said it like, who's that guy that passed away that was funny in the House Party movies?
House Party.
I said. You know what I'm talking about. He passed away. He had his own show.
Oh, I can't remember.
Passed away from pneumonia.
I don't remember his name.
Oh, man. Charlie Murphy. I say. What the hell was his name?
I don't remember his name.
But you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You sounded just like him.
Karen Keene.
Yeah. Karen Keene. Goddamn Karen Keene. So we have paranormal investigators of
New England.
Betty Miller.
Karen Keene.
That was much better, man. It rolled off the lips.
Yes.
Betty Miller and Karen Keene. And they're here again on Bro Rants. And they actually have things they can share with us.
Yes, I'm so glad they brought videos for us.
Videos with sound evidence. Yes. And we like things we can sort of touch and see.
Yeah, because it adds to the substance of, you know, the paranormal and excitement. And sometimes we don't believe things we don't see, so.
Exactly. And not only that, it just adds to content. It adds to viewership.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know me. I'm shallow, bro. So if it helps the damn channel, I'm all for it.
Bro Rants, Bro Rants.
Bro Rants, Bro Rants. Exactly. Like, subscribe.
And share.
And comment, yes.
Not your typical hump day. These stories are stranger than fiction and more wackier than a Karen going Karen for being told to put on a face mask in public. Brace yourself. This is Bro Rant's Weird and Wacky Wednesdays.
There we go. Oh, my gosh. How's it going?
Welcome back.
You guys can't see us? Can you see us? Can you see us?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, cool.
Look at you all Christmassy.
I know. My wife's got it already. She's like, she goes out like we've skipped everything except for Christmas.
It went from Halloween to Christmas.
Yes. Well, we skipped Halloween. We didn't have Halloween. Oh, no. You and I had Halloween with the damn pumpkin.
Yeah, we did.
We celebrated Halloween, but she didn't. She skipped Thanksgiving and everything. Speaking of,
what do you mean the damn pumpkin? What happened?
Oh no. Well,
did you throw a pumpkin? No, we didn't.
Do anything with the pumpkin, but once the pumpkin was done for the prop, it was tossed back in the garage.
Right. It was
Yeah. So I dumped it. Happy holidays as well.
So how was Thanksgiving? Did you cook? Oh. Did the ghost cook?
No. Small here, only two of us with a Zoom monitor going.
Got you.
I felt like it was like Land of the Misfit Toys. Like, okay.
Oh, really?
You're allowed to come. We have a lot of rules in our state right now. So.
Oh, yes, right.
Dual
limited
households. Yeah. None of that.
Wow.
So what are you saying? You had no one at Thanksgiving for you?
They had to Zoom it.
You had a Zoom Thanksgiving?
We had six people.
You had six people. Look, she had six people. Gotcha. She had more than six people. Karen's over there breaking rules. She had like 20 people at her damn house.
God, we had six people. Anything on social media?
Hey, there you go.
She's like, we had six people. Yeah. Betty, you had two people, huh?
Yeah, just myself and my husband.
See, I believe Betty because she seems like she walks that narrow road.
Why? Why you think that?
Of least,
she has that look.
She seems like a
very straight.
You seem like it, like very straight laced, and then you know your counterpart just seems like she breaks the rules, like. Yeah.
She's a wild thing.
She was like, oh, I can only have six people here? Ha.
Remember I told you I went to Catholic school?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, trouble after
so
that.
So it just ruined everything. Yeah. How was the Zoom food?
Interesting.
Interesting. Was that weird? It would have been weird.
It was. Everybody had to show their plate.
Turkey thighs.
That sounds very weird.
Sounds very boring.
It is.
It sounds boring. Yeah.
It was.
It's like show and tell. Hey. Now, you show Grammy what you made. Here's Grammy.
Here's the pie.
Oh, Peter, show it closer. Let's see it. Yeah, it sounds weird.
Hey, by the way.
I'm sorry.
When you guys were here last time, you discussed you were going to be going to a dealership.
Yeah, your husband's dealership.
It got postponed due to our COVID rules.
COVID.
No gatherings.
No gatherings.
So it's on pause until our numbers go down.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
But we did go to New Hampshire.
But we went to New Hampshire.
Yeah,
anyway, we sent you some cool.
Yes, you did.
You did, yeah.
I'm gonna put all those on display in post, but yes. Speaking
of that, so did you get like, is that a residential home?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was actually an apartment, the three apartments in one, like more Victorian or older style home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so in the video, you want to take us through it real fast about what happened?
Was it one of the clips that I sent you?
Yes.
Yes.
That, well, Karen, is that the one where Karen, I sent you several, but one where Karen asked if we should do another podcast with you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We felt kind of offended you had to ask the dead.
Just so you know, cool. By the end of the night, you run out of things to talk to ghosts about. Yeah. It happens.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, that's what it was. No. Oh, what had happened? Oh, okay. Yeah, we got it. Cool.
You don't think about it. You go on a first date, you run out of things. That's what they Unless it's probably, what, 1 in the morning?
We're tired.
We're not getting any responses at all.
Yeah.
Personally. So I'm like, wow. Well, we have to do this podcast. Should we do it?
Yeah.
And we got an answer.
Holy crap. Yeah, I think what the ghost did was it was like, you know what? You guys are imposing on my privacy, and you know what? Yeah, let's torture you guys. Yeah, do the podcast.
Yeah. Like, okay, just leave.
I mean, not that we were thinking about bailing.
No. Got you.
No, it's a pleasure. It's our honor, our pleasure.
Oh,
yeah. Got you. Oh, well.
So, how long were you there at the house, at the apartment?
We arrived at 5:30 in the evening, and we probably departed 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Okay.
We did go out for dinner in between after setting up, though.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, so you just...
Which we do.
It just let the cameras run.
To see if anything happens?
Yeah.
And we actually did. We get vocals and a few things happening in that block of time that we weren't in the building, which is... nice, you know.
Yeah, so I mean, was that one of the quickest you guys have ever got a response from a ghost as far as the setup and everything? Because you said from 5 to 1 a.m. in the morning, right?
Yeah, 5 to 1. Yeah.
No, you mean like, do we normally get that many? We got a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you normally get anything that quickly?
Sometimes we've gotten stuff within 5 minutes of being there.
Yeah. Wow.
We've had activity happen within. Arriving maybe within 30 minutes, a bunch of stuff, and then zero the rest of the night.
Gotcha.
We've had that happen.
Gotcha.
Was that the only thing he answered to? Was that going on our podcast?
No. And the bottle of wine.
And the bottle. Oh, that's all
the
same
wine. Yeah,
all
the same
wine. Yeah, we got a ghost. Oh. And I don't know if you can play those, if you can hear them at all. But, I mean, you know, it's like, what can a ghost do to get a drink around here? and we're thinking that nobody, like, we were so disappointed the night because we thought nothing was happening all night long.
Yeah.
And just no, you know, personal experiences, no interaction. We thought, wow, this is too bad because it was supposed to be really active. And then it just, you know, it was popping left and right when we're listening to the review. And it's like, geez, it's even asking for a bottle of wine, you know?
I know, that's crazy. I mean, very, very clear, too.
And that's long. You don't normally get a long
thing like that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So this must have been a strong ghost or spirit.
Yeah.
May I ask, I think like,
there were two, at least two in there. Two that of them. We got female. That was a female voice.
Yeah. That wanted the alcohol? That wanted the wine?
And she was asking for help all night. Like, we kept saying, you know, what can we do for you and all this? And she's like, help.
She's like,
got nothing. We got nothing.
Then bottle of wine.
I know. Like, wow, I'm like, okay, did she die with her spouse? Like, gosh, damn. I was going to say, what, not getting too specific into your client, what made them contact you as far as the ghost? Was it a malevolent ghost, or was it a friend? Though they were just curious about noises or anything they were hearing.
Well, the whole thing started when she is in an area where there's a lot of people. Mm-hmm. She wanted to protect herself. She has a lot of cameras, a lot of security cameras. She probably has 5 in a 1-bedroom apartment.
Damn.
And she was noticing, and her cameras only hit when there's movement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she was noticing a few small things, movement of objects, things seemed not right. So she started looking at her cameras, and she caught probably the best full body apparition we have ever seen. And it was captured on two cameras had two separate times, very similar stance, height, clothing.
Wow.
And then another one where she was in the building and you see the same figure kind of dive out behind her in a hallway and dive back. She swears.
Solid.
She swears. She doesn't know who it is. The moment she lives alone, she gets in her, she locks her door. I interviewed her in person. I went all the way to this location, which is over an hour away, interviewed her in person, felt she was legit.
Yeah.
When we did interview her the night of, she answered questions, honestly, didn't seem like she knew how to manipulate cameras at all.
Yeah.
Because we even asked her.
You always got to think about that.
Yeah, because we thought, boy, can you put together a video reel of all your captures? She goes, I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Mm.
And based on what we saw, this would take a little bit of technique to put it together.
Yeah.
We believed her. And so we still believe her to this point after going there. Unfortunately, we didn't capture it. But to ultimately answer your question was, she got stuff on a security camera. She believed it was paranormal. She asked for us to take a look at it. And I don't know if you remember from the last time, it's sort of out of our jurisdiction, I would say.
Yeah.
But it was too good to be true, honestly.
Yeah, we weren't going to pass it up. We weren't going to pass it up. So I mean, this thing was super creepy, this figure, because I forgot what movie it was, where it starts off where the couple's in bed and then a figure is, like, over them, like, standing but going back and forth like this.
Yeah.
But that's what it is. It's, like, super straight like this and going back and forth like this, a very slight. It's, like, that's what it does. It's, like, are you serious?
Yeah, it was standing.
Either this is the greatest case in history or it's the biggest scam ever.
Got you.
But yeah, it's like
what is her background? Anything about her specific or anything?
I think she's in healthcare.
I think she's actually works in food service in a healthcare facility.
Okay.
So she's also a musician, so she had, some happenings where, things would get manipulated a little bit, sounds coming from musical instruments. But we found her to be very, very credible. And even one of the captures on her camera was it looked like as if you had taken the exact same figure.
Yeah.
But took away the solid. And what you were left with was see-through. So those two combined, I even, clipped the two photos and put them side by side. And same height, same outline. Two different time frames.
Yeah. She's had a number of times where she caught it. So it's not like just one and done. There's several. So that's.
Most of the captures were she wasn't home, but that one particular capture where she's folding laundry or doing something similar, simple, just a simple task. And this thing, it pulls, you see it go out into the hallway.
Yeah.
And then go back. And you're like, wow. And she didn't even react. Obvious. Yeah,
we're going back though.
We're gonna go back.
We're going back and might send in some different investigators on it off the team because everybody has
a different experience,
strengths.
Different strengths, like you guys said. Yeah, you guys have different abilities and senses and whatnot.
Is she freaked out?
Mm-mm.
No,
she seems very comfortable with it. Nothing's been threatening. She sent us tons of videos before we even went there from, a ball just rolling by itself, a dog toy just launching out of a room,
rocking chair
moving, the dog reacting.
But she takes it in stride. It's like, and she lives alone.
She lives alone. She sees all this stuff happening and is calm about it.
Yeah,
very unusual, very low key, but she feels okay about it.
She was just happy, after Betty sent her the report, Betty did an amazing report that included videos and in our findings, and she was so gracious to be like, okay, I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
Yes, this proves to me that there's something else out there and that spirits do need a little bit of assistance from time to time. But
she said, share whatever you want to share because the world needs to know.
That's what she said, we wouldn't be talking about this if she didn't give us.
Yeah.
Is her reaction normal?
No.
No.
No, I mean, sure that I've encountered people before that said, don't get rid of them. I actually like them.
Yeah.
But she was very calm based on what, I mean, if I saw a full body apparition on my security camera, I would not be calm at all.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I would kind of question in the sense of her sanity.
No, she's saying, artsy. She's artsy, man. The artsy people are like that. Huh?
Yeah.
You guys are, have you ever seen an apparition?
I have not. Not that I'm aware of.
Man, my twin and I were lost in the woods with our younger brother, so I don't know if it was imaginary. We were like lost in the woods for a night.
For a night?
Yeah, we took a shortcut. We took a shortcut through the woods, huh?
Traumatizing.
Yeah, it was traumatizing. All I was worried about was like it was crazy because
where was this at?
This was like in Deltona, so it was here. Okay. It was in Florida. Right. I think we were 12, 13 years old. So we were like in eighth grade or something like that. And we were taking a shortcut. We took the shortcut to the basketball courts with bikes easily. We got there easily. So we were going back, going through it. Everything. It was the crazy thing. It was like the Blair Witch Project because everything looked the same. We kept circling around. We're like, we were just here. And it kept getting darker. Uh-huh. The crazy thing about it is my mom's friend from New York, her son was with us because he came to spend the summer with us.
Okay.
So it was like, holy crap. All I was thinking was my twin brother and I were thinking, my mom's going to have to deal with having someone else's kid under her her watch and her kid, you know, her sons go and take him and get lost. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even worried about us or my little brother. I was like, oh yeah, we did. It was a school night. So I was like, we got to hurry up. And we left the bikes. Finally, we abandoned the bikes and we're like, we got to make sure that he gets to school. My younger brother, Shawnee, we have to make sure he gets to school.
Okay.
So when we came out, the cops were finally there, right? And they found us like butchered and mosquito bites and what have you. So they assisted us going home. And they're like, man, you don't get the credit. We finally got out of this. But in the midst of it, at night, I could have sworn we both, Ricardo and I, my twin brother, we both thought we saw like a apparition of a man with a helmet, but it, you know, it was weird.
You never know.
Was it pointing you to the way out or anything? Was there something?
Well, it was weird because we stood on shoulders.
You did what?
We stood on shoulders. We had each other on shoulders to look over. The bushes were it's in the woods. It was so high.
Oh.
So we had each other up. So we put our, you know, gosh, it sounds so ridiculous right
it
now.
It does sound weird.
It was terrifying. Okay. You sound like. Sounds like something out of a cartoon. We put each other on each shoulder, you know, each other's shoulders to look over. And we saw like a light, but it could have been a street light. I don't know. We thought, oh man, there's a house in the woods. And then all of a sudden we looked up, like going over, and we said, oh, there's, he wasn't pointing at anything. It just looked like a dark figure with a helmet. It was all dark. And standing there, we almost freaked out and went back down. So I don't know if it was imagination.
Wow.
I don't know.
Oh. Wow, a helmet.
Huh. Yeah, but you know what?
Darth Vader? Did it breathe heavy?
No, I was thinking more like a motorcyclist, like the Wrath or something. I don't know. It was like that type of motorcycle helmet. Or, you know, like, yeah, it was like a motorcycle helmet. Yeah,
the Wraith.
Yeah, the Wraith. There you go. You remember that? The Wraith.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. What did you ask?
Like wooded rural Florida? Where are you?
Yeah. It was
Deltona back in those days was very rural.
Yeah, it was very rural. It's like one of the biggest cities in Volusia County.
It is, yeah.
So it was very rural, and they were just building stuff there. Yeah, so it was.
Yeah, back in those days, it would have been very woody.
Yeah, it was very woody. Woody. Very woodsy.
Woodsy.
Yeah, there we go. It was very woodsy. Yeah, so, it was traumatizing. I was just thinking about them damn bikes. That's all.
Gotcha.
Did you get the bikes?
No, we didn't get the bikes, and Mama never got us any more bikes.
It's kind of a sad story.
Yeah, it is a sad story. Now our bikes, you know, my bikes are probably ghosts around there if they didn't make a development or anything, any apartments or what knows what they built there now. But yeah,
the guy with a helmet long sold them.
He's actually probably riding them every night. The apparition. Exactly. Who knows?
So, is there any way we can get that video of what the lady saw?
Did you send that video?
I didn't
Not that one.
No, no, I was asking. Yeah, but here's the thing. I didn't want to sound unprepared. That's why I asked.
Oh.
Because you're like, can we send? I was like, well, I don't know if she sent the video. But yeah.
Not that one. Yeah.
Yes.
I can send it to you because she said share what you want to share.
I was going to ask, but I'm glad you look bad. I'm going to edit all that out so it makes me look good.
I don't know. Can you play any of the audio clips that I sent, or aren't you able to do that?
We can't play it right.
We're not all savvy with the tech, but I'm good. You know what I'm good at?
What are you
post good at? Editing, because I'm gonna pop it on the screen when I put it up on YouTube.
Okay.
See what I mean? I'm gonna show it all that way. If I do it now, you're gonna see a picture of me and my wife on the back of this desk. It's gonna look weird. The desktop, the laptop's gonna look weird.
Well, that's okay.
But I'm sure there's going to be a ton of naysayers, and we sort of were at first, honestly. But after meeting her and spending time and capturing what we caught, I think it's legit. Honestly, I'm, you know, phase two of this whole thing is another investigation, but we are going to offer, and she's going to take us up on it. I'm going to set up my own security cameras. I have a couple, and it'll actually join right into my personal account that I have, so I can monitor if there's movement or a person or anything. And she's agreed we're gonna obviously aim cameras, you know, not into her bedroom or anything like that, but cover the areas that this, you know.
I was just wondering, why did she set up five cameras in the first place?
And where the apparition has been seen is a living room area anyway. But I'm just, you know, we're gonna just set up the cameras and let them go, because I am a complete believer that, you know, if you change the energy of the location, that it could kind of screw up the works. I hate to say it that way, but let those cameras run just like hers, blend into hers, and let her go about her day to day. And so what we want to do is capture it on our equipment.
Yeah,
You know, then we know.
But you guys said she had five cameras set up in the beginning. Was it because of all this, or did she just...
Well, it's a rough neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of break-ins. Hate to go down that road, but it's not the greatest, safest place.
Gotcha.
And so I guess everybody in the neighborhood knows that she's outfitted the place with security cams so they don't break in.
Oh, gotcha.
And then she may have set up more once she realized she was starting to get some alerts.
Yeah, some activity. Yeah,
but so it might be a combination of the two between security and that. It certainly, I can't blame her. I'd be all about that, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
No, absolutely. No, I was just wondering. And is that coffee?
All right, we're ringing.
Yeah, could you get the phone?
is that a
it's
ghost?
Probably a telemarketer.
I'm saying,
So
it's the bat. It's like the bat line. You remember the Batman show? Batman and Robin. It's like the bat line
with the red phone.
1930s phone on the wall.
Really?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Sounds like the one with the little thing on the side. You got to crank it up.
Not that old. That's probably 1900s. Okay. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it sounds like the bat line.
Yeah,
we'll get back to him.
It's the guy in the helmet.
So I tell you this: when I play the one you sent us with about asking about the podcast, by going on the podcast.
Yeah.
I played it like four times, and I heard it, and I was like, wow, it did say something. And I played it for Kara, my wife, and she was like, I didn't hear anything. I said, you got to listen.
Yeah.
Listen very closely.
Yeah.
And then she heard it, but she still didn't believe. But I said, listen, the ladies from Pine, they are serious.
Is it Pine? Or because we were trying to introduce you guys. Is it Pine or is it Piney? Because you guys have the hyphen.
P-I-N-E.
It's P-I-N-E. And that's just the way the founder originally set it up. Yeah. It does spell Pine, but there's that little hyphen in there.
Yeah, so it's like Piney.
P-I-N-E, yeah.
Okay.
So we just, it's kind of weird, but we don't care what you call us.
Right.
Is, you know.
But I know this. You got
Piney it is.
Serious, though. You take this very serious.
Well, not Piney. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like Piney. Yeah.
It sounds very
that's your thing.
Whiny.
Right?
Well, that's for the helmet. Okay. That's for, you know what I mean? Gotcha. It's for the helmet.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you were saying these women from Piney.
Yeah, I know they take it very serious. They do scientific, and they do all the right things versus just trying to do it just to be famous. They're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah, well, we knew that from the fact that you guys didn't want to, you know, you're very you're worried about your confidentiality with your clients.
Residentials.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't want to share without having permission. So we knew that. You weren't off the bat like, hey, yes, I have all this ton of evidence. You know, here, put it out there into the ether.
Yeah.
So we picked up on that. That it has to, you know.
Yeah, no, we're totally serious. I mean, a lot of the media stuff we do,
yeah,
is all fun, but it's the real thing drives us, and I mean, that's just exciting in itself is to go out there and you know, be in the moment and investigate and see what you can find,
yeah.
And then you hear stuff or feel stuff. It's pretty darn exciting. And we're serious about it, too.
Got you. Actually, that brings me to what I had to say, because I tell you, my twin brother, he's like, he heard the first show, and he was like, Reg, you're an idiot. I go, why? He goes, you told him that you had the sleep paralysis, right? That's right,
yeah.
He was like, why don't you explain it more? He's like, I'm sitting there. He's very critical of everything I do. He was like, why don't you tell them more in detail? So basically, what happened with the sleep paralysis, like we talked about before, is I had it experienced in one night, and this is, Deltona is very dark. It has like a dark energy. Have you been, you've ever noticed that with Deltona?
No, I've only passed through.
You've passed through? Lucky you. Deltona is very dark energy, and a couple serial killers too.
Okay.
A couple serial killers are in Deltona. Well, have been in Deltona, but it's just a weird dark energy in there. Like my mom, the house we lived in, the cell service was bad. I don't know if that counts for anything. Have you guys noticed anything that has any dark energies, that the cell phone reception would be bad or no?
Well, if that's the case, half of Vermont would be dark energy.
No, if it's normally good.
I got one bar right now.
Then all of a sudden it's bad. That's different. Yeah.
Well,
That's not scientific, by the way.
It is scientific. I'm telling you, it's scientific. So it had bad like cell service. Anytime someone would come, it would drop. It just had a bad energy, okay? A bad vibe somewhere. So basically, when the thing happened to me at night, I think it happened to me like two nights in a row when I was a teenager. I told him the next day about it. I was like, man, I was calling for you. You didn't hear me. You know, this was when we were teens. So, you know, we had the same bed. You know, we were in the same bedroom. You know what I mean? We shared a room. Don't judge. We shared a room. So anyway, he was next. You know, he was over here in his bed. And I was over here in mine. I was like, it's weird because I tell you, my body floated up. I felt my body flow up. I felt this evil thing talking to me. And I was trying to say his name or not. Yeah, I was trying to ask him for help. He didn't respond. So then I told him after it happened, like I said, 2 days in a row or maybe a night off, a night on. And then it happened to him right after that. And he was pissed because he was like, dude, you told me and it happened right to me right after that. Is that common, do you think? Like, you know, you can catch a sleep paralysis like a cold?
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. The fact that you both got it.
Yeah, us being twins, do you think? Yeah, because we're twins or no? What are you looking at?
You guys were just making that up.
I swear to God.
It's hard to know. But maybe there was something paranormal going on.
Yeah.
And you guys are in the same space.
You seem to be more open, like it was with your twin when you saw the guy with the helmet, and you know, maybe it's something to do with your energy too.
That's true. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow. And I just thought, I thought we were just
making it up.
No, I thought it was twins.
Seeing things.
I thought we were just cool because we're twins. Anyhow, so with the going back to the New Hampshire lady, does she want you guys to rid the ghost? Or is she comfortable with the ghost being there because it's a friendly ghost? Or friendly spirit, excuse me.
She wants her. She is wondering why. Her question is, why is this woman? Because she's caught the woman asking for help.
Okay.
As well, and so this woman just keeps asking for help. And so she's like, why is it asking me?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the question. And the thing is, and we caught all this help and stuff from the, and she has a very distinct old lady gruff voice, almost sounds like she was a smoker or a drinker or something for many years. So she may not know she's dead. She may be asking for help for a number of reasons. Maybe she's in pain. We don't know why, other than her asking for wine.
Yeah.
Don't know why she's what she wants help with, but the best thing for her for this woman who keeps asking for help is to be passed on.
Yeah, I think
because she just, whatever it is, she's in agony and she wants help. So Therese, the client is helping her by having the investigation, by validating. And so we have suggested some next steps for her to be able to pass the at least the old lady on, because that's going to remedy whatever it is that she needs help with.
Yeah.
But you do believe there's two spirits. You believe there's a male.
At least two. There's definitely a man. Yeah, I think we sent you, you some clips, too.
The vocal that we got was male, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the do it for doing your thing.
Yeah, do it, yeah.
And then there was some others, or at least one other we sent that was
some kind male.
The one you brought, there was one that you did in your past that you said, it said come back or something. I'm here, or what was it?
I am here, come back.
Yeah. Totally different case.
Yeah, what was that? Very monotone,
very... And sometimes that's the way it comes through, is like there's no soul to it.
Yeah.
Very monotone. I am here. Come back. Mm. Like, where's the soul? Where's the variation?
And
that was outside. That was in the woods. Mm. So that is like really different than being in a house. Like that is free floating. That is out there. And you can hear us walking. And if you post that clip, you'll hear us walking away after we had just asked for it to make itself known.
Yeah.
And didn't get anything, or we thought we didn't. And then we start walking. And then the voice comes in that says that they're there.
Yeah. Come back.
Crazy. Hey,
are you shocked that you guys are numb to it now when you hear a voice or see something happen? Is it like almost like a new experience every time for you? Or is it... Mm-hmm.
You know, it is exciting.
Because keep in mind, a lot of this too, we don't even hear when we've spent the time and we're at the investigation. Mm. Not one clip that you got from us is something that we experienced live while it actually happened. Oh. It's after we've gotten home, loaded the audio, all the video, and we're listening to every single second.
Right.
And so that makes it all worthwhile. Because sometimes it can be disappointing when you've traveled 2 hours, spend all these, hours there, had high hopes, and then you're like, well, that was sort of a disappointment, and you leave, and you're like, well, that was kind of a bummer. And then you also feel guilt if you don't produce anything for the homeowner.
Yeah.
They were really like, oh, yeah, prove it. And then to capture this stuff, again, it's like treasure hunting, and I refer to this all the time, like, there's guys out there on the beach with a metal detector and get so excited for that one quarter,
Yeah.
And I get so excited when you capture something. And then when you get something that's a word, that's even better. I mean, we get a lot of
breaths. You get charged. It's a rush.
It's a rush.
And then you want more rushes.
Right, right. I can see that.
You get a lot of what you said, Karen? A lot of breath?
We'll get things like a breath or a sound or a hum, but to get something that forms a sentence or two or three words put together, or even a complete word, that class A EVP where you're like, oh my God, it's intelligent. It's answering a question or expressing an emotion. That's what you're waiting for. I mean, the Holy Grail is an apparition, which we've yet to personally capture on our own camera.
Gotcha.
Still, here's hoping.
Yeah.
But
you're going to get it.
We're going to keep trying.
Yeah.
But she captured at the investigation she did, and you've got a copy of the I'm Here, Come Back. That's probably one of the best that I've ever heard on tape. And I wasn't part of the case.
You have to really listen on that one and turn and put headphones on or earbuds.
No, I definitely heard it. I didn't even have headphones on. You heard it too?
I heard it without, like, you're on the clip, it says, wear headphones, but I heard it without headphones.
I made sure
I put it up to my ear, and I was like, I heard it.
Yeah, isn't that weird? And it's that's a dead person talking.
Yeah. And a bottle of wine lets you know.
Bottle of wine.
Fun stuff after death. Yeah.
Do you think?
I don't think she knows she's dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like she's...
Well, you guys should have went like this. You guys should have poured some for her.
Should have. Had we have known in real time...
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Gosh darn it. Yeah. Right.
Don't we were actually like talking that. About that. Like, should we burn cigarettes?
Yeah.
Or wine? Like, things that were people's guilty pleasure in life could be guilty and pleasure in death. I'm like, should you just have some wine out there? You know, we'll burn sometimes a scented candle. We're like, well, maybe they can smell scents. You know, you never know. You try everything to try to generate response.
Are you going to try that the next time you go as far as the bottle of the wine just to see if she reacts off of that? I would.
I would.
Yeah, that'd be
great. Might have a sip myself.
Might have to try, you know. Little ghost party, you never know. Yeah. But
do you think, just from your experience, do you think because they're younger spirits, just like adults, so they have to be like baby ghosts or baby spirits. Excuse the term, because I know you guys like spirits versus ghosts. You think ghosts is very commercialized, very cheesy. I do remember. Do you guys like, do you think it's more so experienced? So let's say there's a ghost, it's someone that's been passed away for a couple of years, and they may just be able to respond with a grunt or a breath versus someone that's been past, you know, dead for 50 years, you know, 5 decades or whatever, that they can actually form a word or a sentence because they've probably grown up or.
I've never thought of that. I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I've never thought about length of time. I don't think so. But I mean,
It's evident that different spirit activity has different
abilities.
Energy levels.
Yeah.
I mean, because obviously you've seen all the paranormal shows. I mean, some have the ability to slam a door, move an object. Yeah. Others, it's all they can do to get a simple, you know, word out. So, you know.
Well,
it's hard to know. No, I've never thought about that, but that's an interesting theory.
Oh, okay.
Well, what happened to your friend? You had the guy who was possessed. Did you ever follow up with him, see how he's doing?
Oh, did he ever get rid of that possession, that ghost?
I think he's fine now. He's out of state.
Like, she's like, I don't call him anymore.
What do you mean? Yeah.
No, I don't.
That he don't call, she don't write.
He doesn't want anything to do with the paranormal.
Oh, really? Oh, at all?
Yeah, and that's not unusual. No.
So what, he moved or what happened?
No, yeah.
We're using he moved away out of state, and he's doesn't want to talk about it.
Oh.
And he doesn't want to go down that road anymore. Okay. And he's like, yeah. So it's probably based in fear, I imagine.
Gotcha. But he's clear of it, right? He was clear of it when
he's
left?
He's clear of it.
Oh, okay. So it was more so the house or wherever he was at?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Did he ever see the video?
No. Never will.
No.
Is the video gone?
No.
Oh, okay.
And no.
And he was like, no, we're not going to ask to see the video. We're not going to ask to see the video.
I knew where you were going.
No. No, he was going there.
I might have asked.
We did send you one of our famous ones, you know.
Oh, okay.
Which one?
The museum
Bart one? Gate.
Oh.
What did you say?
Oh, my God.
The famous Fartgate episode.
Did you listen?
Because I can play that for you right
now. Okay, go
play
for it. Right now.
Aaron, why don't you set up the scenario?
Oh, my God. This is so funny.
Yeah.
So this was another case where we were at a museum.
Okay.
We were contacted by employees that they were having spirit activity.
Okay.
And so we went, it was the other side of Lake Champlain, long, long way over there. And there was one male on the case, but it was a primarily female team. We didn't get much impersonal, barely any personal stuff. So, you know, come 1:30 in the morning, you can tell it's getting funny. So come 1:30 in the morning, I'm leading this team. And it's time to do the final, you know, push of EVP sessions. And we go into this one room not terribly far from the lobby. I don't know what you're laughing at, boys, but it's about to get funny. But anyway, there's three of us females in this one room.
Okay.
Just, you know, asking questions. Yeah. And we start to get a little slap happy because by this point we've probably had tons of sugar in between.
Yeah.
And then one of our investigators, who is, I'm not going to name her, but she's no longer with the team. You're not pointing at me. It's not me. Has an unfortunate incident.
Slip.
Slip. Oh, my God. Slight gaseous emission, I will say.
Oh.
And I, having the maturity of a 14-year-old, goes, did you just fart? And I start laughing, as does the other two women. So you hear laughing, but then you hear, now keep in mind, all females, by the, our one male is probably way up in another room looking at a computer, and the voice that overlays ours right there is a male voice.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny. You'll have to hear
okay.
it.
Okay. I'm going to play it. Right. See okay. if you can hear it.
Let's see if you can hear it.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Turn my phone up. Wait.
I might have to play it a couple times.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Sounds a little
bit
ballsy.
Sorry. Did you hear it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It goes, hell yeah.
Yeah. Said, hell yeah.
It's a creepy. There's only
I think it goes hell yeah.
That's what it sounds like. Hell yeah. Think
farts are funny in the afterlife.
Oh my god.
They never grow up. Okay, I'll play that part.
Play one more time.
Go back to the beginning.
Yeah. Go back from the yeah.
Okay.
Like it. Sounds a little bit ballsy. Sorry.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that? You guys heard that live though?
No.
Oh, wow.
No. So we're laughing, and I get home.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, I'm wound up after a case, and I can't quite go to sleep. So sometimes I'll just start listening to audio.
Mm-hmm.
And this might have been one of those cases I told you that my husband, who used to be the skeptic, I'd be like, "Oh my god." And I take the headphones and I'm like, listen.
Yeah.
So first he's laughing because I set the thing up. I'm like, listen, okay. There was a little, you know, escape artist there. Right. And then he's like, holy beep.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Wow.
What you can't hear and doesn't come across well in audio is that after this male voice goes, hell yeah, then you hear
oh.
a really deep voice. And I know it's not this guy, Jim, who was part of our team. He's you know, a whole nother floor away watching mm-hmm. the monitors.
Yeah.
And other than that, it was all females.
This is fairly close to the audio.
This is right in the room. And we were in a room no bigger than the room we're in right now.
So it was in the room with you, and you guys did this thing where you started laughing, but you couldn't hear that?
We never heard it. No, they couldn't hear it. I only heard it on playback.
When she played back when she was with her husband in bed? That's when she heard it in playback.
So I heard it. And then, of course, so we load all of our audio onto programs that we can clip it and then email it to the team. I'm like, hey, everybody, take a listen. Of course, the poor girl on our team, she's no longer our team.
I wonder why. I wonder why.
I did my best to try to clip it, but, you know, you kind of need to set. It's important that you have, you know, several seconds before an EVP, several seconds after an EVP. To really give you a good capture, and I'm like, I'm so sorry, I have to sacrifice your ability on this one.
All I had to say is if we're investigating and there's a sound like that while I'm there, the ghost did it. It's not really okay.
No.
Right?
I do find it funny that. Oh my God, we were laughing.
Is that the reason she's no longer part of the investigation?
No,
team?
She moved away.
Oh,
yeah.
Quickly after.
Yeah. That's one of the funny ones.
I would have just said the ghost made me do it. He tickled me. Something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something.
I totally would have done that.
Oh my gosh. That's pretty funny.
But you know, again, true EVP, you don't hear with your ears. It's later on, it's laid down. It's, you know, comes in a different decibel level or something. And laid down on our electronics, but we don't hear it.
Yeah. I remember in the last interview we talked about if you have a ghost in the house, you don't use your own audio recorder. You mentioned that once.
Well, it's not about not
use it. You
about
use
using
it.
Your audio. It's just like it's probably best not to go down that path.
Yeah,
like to start like doing audio recording, period, or any of that. It's almost better to bring somebody else in. Because if you're communicating with it, it's just going to increase that communication, like, and get stronger.
Yeah.
So that's something you don't want to do. You don't want to increase the communication, you're saying.
You don't want to turn your home into a location of ghost hunting, that you're personally ghost hunting or paranormal investigating your own home. You want your home to be your sanctuary.
Yeah.
If you're having a problem, have us come in or somebody.
Yeah. You don't want a personal relationship with your ghosts.
Right.
So,
you know, we talked about Ouija boards and that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's opening pathways of communication to the spirit world. Yeah. And I certainly would not be doing it in my own home. Yeah. And even cases where we've told
it's
you.
It's a little too close.
It's a little too close. And even when we feel we might have brought the energy home, I'm not interested in playing paranormal investigator in my own home.
No. Got you. So there's two things I wanted to ask before I forget. Do you think the lady, because I got ears, man. Do you think Teresa, do you think that she... Look at that. She's like,
don't. First of all, that was a total slip.
Yeah, it
just
was.
Just so you know, the director slip. Thanks for bringing that in.
I know. I'll remove it.
You won't know.
I will remove it.
No, it's okay.
So the person that you had, do you think her adding more cameras and whatnot increased the activity and made her stuff more, more of a paranormal activity?
More of a magnet.
Because she increased the volume as far as recorders and whatnot.
But she wasn't communicating with it. Like, she wasn't doing, like, sessions.
Oh.
She was just running the cameras.
So she...
Period. She wasn't like... Yeah, she wasn't sitting there going, hey, you know, talk to me.
Okay.
And that. So I think it's a fine line, but she kept it where it needed to be.
Gotcha.
These cameras, again, only hit on motion. So she can come home and... Just like if you have a Nest camera, you can scroll through and say motion, 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 and she'll go through and she'll look for the motions or the person, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, if there's a person in her home, she lives alone, that's going to, you know, put the antennas up. Mm-hmm. But me having done the interview with her, I don't think living in this apartment is her first experience with this. I think it's kind of followed her for a long time. Yeah. I think she may be sensitive to it.
Yeah, I think she's open to it.
The energy's drawn her way.
Absolutely.
But she's in no... means communicating or trying to draw it in. She's just, you know, listen, I live in the middle of the woods of Vermont and I got four cameras. So this lady lives in not the nicest of neighborhoods and has
five or six.
So none unheard of.
Okay. But you were also, so when you were asking the question, you meant just recording or you meant asking?
I meant
pressing record or just.
Yeah. I meant just recording.
But not like trying to communicate.
Yeah, just recording in general.
Yeah.
So is that okay just to record in general?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think so, totally.
Okay, and the second question I had before I do forget, because you guys mentioned it last time and you just did it again, and thank you for reminding me. You have a ritual, you said. So when you're done with these cases, you go to your car. What is your ritual when you go to your car to get this, to shake this thing off so it increases the chance of it not following you home? What do you guys do?
I open my windows and give it ample space to go. And I just say, you're not welcome to follow me home.
Okay.
If there's any, you know, energy in this car, I ask you to leave and stay where you are. And basically that, like, there's no, I don't do the prayers or anything. We really don't. It's just a, you know, don't follow me. But I also go into this, I call it mental, like a mental muscle. I kind of go in and say, you know, look at myself like I'm a piece of steel. Nothing is going to follow me. It bounces off me. And it's the way I approach an investigation. I'm not interested in absorbing the energy. I want to capture it and be an effective paranormal investigator, but I don't need it to piggyback, follow me home, and be part of my world at all.
And I feel like I'm in a bubble. Mm-hmm. Like, I try to feel like there's a bubble around me.
Gotcha.
Actually, the whole night, I just have that feeling that there is. And I try to maintain that. And if there's any trouble when I get home, I deal with it. But which, you know, happens a couple times. But I just, and I think a lot of it is your mental attitude towards it.
Mm-hmm.
Other people may be more susceptible. But I hate to say that and jinx myself, too.
I got you. So it's more so, it's almost like you're setting a frequency of protection, because you're visualizing something, a protection, a wall, a barrier.
Yeah.
So it all has to play with frequency and I think frequency.
I sometimes wonder if it's not a little bit of a, like, I jinx myself. Like, I don't personally have a lot of personal experiences on cases where other people have, you know, touched, hair was touched, door was pushed behind them. I have almost no experience. I've probably had one experience on maybe two, you know, a voice and then another little experience. But I sort of feel like maybe I arm myself too much that I always say, maybe I'm ghost kryptonite. I don't know. But, you know, but I have always gone in because I'm not interested in having this follow me home. Yeah. You know, I don't want to be that one investigator that's, and it's happened. We've had some of our team get really sick afterwards. And
were they, you know, were they infatuated, you think, as far as infatuated with the paranormal? That, because some people have that interest that it's almost romanticized, like, oh, I want to connect with it on a different level versus like you guys approach it scientifically.
No, I don't think so. I think everybody on our team is pretty scientific, and we've done it so much that it isn't a romanticized thing.
Yeah, that's long gone.
That's kind of more, I don't know, I think of it as a groupie thing or somebody, something, you know, there are certain requirements to get on our team, and it has to be people that are doing it coming from the right space in their head. And I don't know how else to say that, but I don't know if that makes sense. But yeah, it can't be a romanticized thing. It's, there's curiosity.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a romanticized thing, but there's curiosity, but it can't be, obsession.
Gotcha. But you've never, let's say, because there's always one bad apple, one bad sheep in the group. There's not been someone that's joined your team that had ulterior motives, that had stronger forces, you know, that wanted to take it to that level, or no?
No, I don't. Not currently.
Not certainly not since in all the years that she's been running it, because, you know, she does a really, I mean, the interview process, it's not easy to join our team.
Yeah, Betty's like, do you love ghosts?
You know?
It's not easy. Out. Yeah, exactly. How much do you love them?
But, scale from 1 to 10.
We all
what do you
meet
love?
Everybody before they join. And we don't add people just to add people. You know, we need
it's
to be
pretty tough. We got a long waiting list, and and we're very picky, and not to sound like we're a bunch of snobs.
No,
either.
No, you guys go.
You're taking this team into people's homes,
right?
You got to be sure who you got.
Yeah, you don't want to collect maniacs. I hear you.
Do you have like a psych evaluation?
And to answer your question, we have had cases where, you know, one of the investigators have had a physical ailment occur during an investigation. So maybe that paranormal energy infected them in a certain way. Nausea, lightheaded. We had one case in New York where we had one gentleman who is on our team right now and three females. It was myself and two others, and all three females within the first hour of being there came down with such severe flu-like symptoms. Mm-hmm. And I had the car, you know, I drove, I met everybody. It was so quick and so like chills, felt like a fever, nausea, all this that I couldn't
how
even
quick,
drive home.
How quick are we talking about? Like 15, 30?
We were there for at least an hour to an hour. It takes us about an hour to an hour and a half to set up cameras. Cameras were set up. We started the investigation. We were probably 2 to 2.5 hours in.
Okay.
So that's pretty quick. And, you know. Wow.
And they were fine before. No one was sick before.
No one was sick before at all. We had, during the walkthrough, one of our investigators had experience where she walked into a bedroom, and as she left, the door pushed her out, like the door closed behind her and like, get the hell out kind of thing. Mm. And so she told us about it. We're like, wow, that's kind of crazy. You know, I won't lie. The house wasn't tidy. There were definitely a lot of cats. It wasn't the litter box smell that we were dealing with, but have three of us go down quickly to the point. I typically don't like to sit by the monitor. I like to be out investigating, but I'm like, you know what? I volunteer. I'm going to sit by the monitor. I grabbed every person's coat. I had it on me. I started to shiver and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then in my ear, I heard, hi.
Whoa.
Like, okay. That was in my ear. And I never have experiences like that. I'm pretty, you know, I don't make stuff up. Like, I'm like, wow, I just heard a hi. And then I spoke to the other team members, and one by one, the two girls like, I don't feel well. I don't feel well. Only the male felt fine. And again, I'm not naming names, but of course you can, you know, certainly go to our website. But one of the guys on our team was like, okay, I've had enough.
It's okay to mention.
All right, it was Kevin. Kevin's really like great guy, smart. Mm-hmm. And he just took a look around. He goes, you guys are going down one by one. We're out of here. And I don't care how, you know, haunted the place is. We have to be safe.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question.
He didn't like women or something.
They didn't like women or something was going on. So we all get in the car. We pack everything up. You know, we're all shivering. And we had to cross think it was the Champlain Bridge or something. It was some bridge that crosses from New York into Vermont. And I couldn't drive. I could not drive my car. I felt that sick.
Wow.
We left the house. It was probably 15 minutes to the bridge. At the halfway point, it was like all three of us, it all went away. Wow. It was like nothing ever happened. The chills were gone. The feeling of a fever was gone. The nausea was gone. I'm like, I actually feel fine. I'll drive.
That is freaky.
It was the weirdest thing. And, so, you know, we've had other folks on different types of, stuff, but, you know, start to feel ill.
But on that case, did you guys ever revisit it or no? You just left it alone?
No, that was one that we're like, you know, we'll pass that on to a team.
Right.
Closer to them, you know.
So who do you pass that on to, though? Like, what type of team?
Oh, TAPS.
Well, we do. I TAPS. Only refer to TAPS family teams. And there are other teams out there. I mean, you can Google all you want. But because we know what it takes, we had to go through it.
Yeah.
Eddie went through it to get us onto this team. We only refer because we know that we're sending a team in that's legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Safe.
In for the right reasons.
In for the right reasons.
And for a case like that, do you ever follow up with the TAPS member? Like, hey, we had this experience. Do you guys touch, you know, connect dots or compare notes and say, did you guys experience the same thing?
Yeah, I have. So the TAPS family, it seems like we get a lot of Massachusetts hits. Mm-hmm. And so I've developed a friendship with a guy that runs the TAPS family, and it's Quabbin Valley Paranormal. Great group of people, by the way, if you ever want to chat with them. Jerry from Quabbin. Okay. I chat with him a ton. And so a lot of times he'll pass stuff my way, and he'll always call me and say, hey, remember this case? He'll fill me in. You know, sometimes it was a legit case. Sometimes it was a big bunch of malarkey. Yeah. And he'll fill me in, and he's one that gets a lot of dark cases. So sometimes he'll fill me in on what he's doing, you know, more demonology, all that stuff I like to hear about, but don't want to go to.
Keep it away.
They're a great team. They're, and I'm giving them a shout out, but they're a really good team. And only because I talk with him all the time, because we seem to get a ton. Remember we said New England, you know, New England, the moment you put that in, we get a lot of hits, but we want to make sure that, you know, clients are tended to quickly. So we have to put them with sister teams if they're down near Boston or anything like that.
Yeah. It's the right thing to do.
No, it definitely is. I know you wanted to ask him a question to you before about the orbs. Didn't you want to ask about the orbs?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on orbs?
Oh boy. Orbs.
Yes.
Would you please look at my photo of orbs?
We look at that orb.
Yeah, sure. Send it to me. We get this all the time. Okay, your orbs are not your grandfather. It's not your aunt. It's not somebody visit. Your orbs are dust, moisture. They're.
I mean, come on, Betty. If you squint and close one eye, you'll see a face in one.
I know. don't send us pictures of orbs, because they just. I mean, unless it's going by waving hi, don't send it to us, okay?
Yeah.
Like, because it can be anything from just dust in the air to moisture to. Well, I mean, bugs. People all the time have cam. Everybody's got a cam now. And bugs go by the cam and they go, look at this flying orb. And I go, yeah, it's got wings.
Yeah. Let's clear up two things. If you have a security camera.
Yes.
And you see the white glowing ball, that is probably a piece of dust.
Mm-hmm.
If your iPhone, you take a picture into any kind of light,
mainly
the sun or the moon, and you see the green dot, that is not a sphere.
Yeah, it's the moon. It's the moon. It's the moon, yeah.
We get lots of green dots sent our way. So.
Sun's flare, yeah.
What are your thoughts on fairies?
That's a tough one. I want to believe in fairies.
You do?
Yeah, I do. But...
And the unicorns, too.
I want to believe. But it's tough.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a lot of things I want to believe in, but.
But you don't want to believe in orbs, damn it.
No, I don't.
But fairies are cool.
Has wings.
We asked for. We kind of asked for a specific reason. There's a reason why we're asking.
I only 10, you longer.
Yeah.
If we were doing this all to become TV stars, it would have happened. Well, I mean, our show flex over now.
We're too old.
We're too old. But anyway, and guess what? We don't put anything on YouTube. Like,
exactly. I know. Yeah. That's the whole point.
That's not what we do. It's on our face. Some stuff's on our Facebook page. And actually, we keep all the good stuff private. I mean, you guys have now just heard something that's never been played for anybody outside of our team before.
And our best stuff
and we,
over
we,
the past of how many years.
And we appreciate that.
You guys got
that.
It and nobody else does.
Yeah.
We never shared it.
You know why? Because you guys were bro-rants. Get it?
Yeah. We're comfortable with you now. So.
Well, thank you so much.
But,
how did nobody get my joke? How did nobody get my joke?
We got bro your rants. Joke, but it just was.
No, bro-rants. You didn't.
They got your joke. They just, you know. Whatever. They're,
no, like, they're laughing inside. They're like, you know.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
It's good. Very
yeah.
good.
You know who's laughing? That ghost behind you. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I'm like.
So, listen, one last question for you.
Yeah.
What is the most important, like, if you only had one tool you could use when you're at a house for an event?
Okay.
What is the most important tool you would have to have if you only have one?
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Audio recorder.
Yeah. Mm. Audio recorder. But I would also say your attention. I would also say that your own self.
Yes.
Listen, use your ears, use your eyes, be aware, be in the moment. Audio corner, hands down, yes.
Yes.
But be in the moment and keep alert. Because your body's the tool, too. So, yeah, you know, that. You want to, mm-hmm. I mean.
You're the best tool.
Record it, but yeah.
You're the best tool.
Yeah. And take time to be quiet.
Did you just call me a tool?
Yeah. Did you just call me a tool? No. And take time to just absorb where you are. You don't always have to be moving and talking. Yeah. You know.
Listen.
Just listen.
Pay attention. Watch.
Yeah, feel the energy change. Don't it's interesting.
It's so easy after hours just to kind of.
But if the name of the game, listen, obviously we can, you know, the human body is going to have experiences. You're going to feel it, smell something, whatever. Yeah. But if you're going to document it,
mm-hmm.
have an audio recorder.
Mm. Got you. And not only that, I mean, things can happen. I mean, if you're not paying attention to yourself or your bowels, you can pass gas and alert a ghost.
So, there you go.
Don't ever.
And if you don't have an audio recorder, remember your phone has an audio.
Right,
you
can, that's true.
Take audio right on your phone. So if you don't have that and you're in a weird place and you want to do it, I'm talking about audio recording. You want to do it.
And, you know, honestly, on the note of noises,
yeah.
It's important, you know, that one thing we do is called tagging. So we do on occasion go out to dinner, you know, and if you make a poor choice, maybe it's pizza or Mexican.
Yeah.
An hour or so later, there's noises that happen. Not saying that, but grumbles and
right,
stomach.
Right.
Yeah. Your stomach makes noises, so it's really important that because you know your audio recorder is going. Well, a stomach growl to an audio recorder sounds like, you know.
Yeah. But you know, we do it every time. We still make bad choices with food. So.
But we're always like, oh, that was me. So we get a lot of on playback. Oh, that was me.
Yeah,
that
was me.
Sorry, stomach. Me, sorry.
Oh.
So you know. Don't choose spicy food and let people know when your stomach's making noises.
So now you guys
are good. I do have a small beef to pick with you guys.
No. Oh, shoot. Technical difficulties. Oh, man.
Well, no,
just a little one.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Your intro talks about a Karen being a Karen. Really? What is with the Karen thing?
Hey, listen.
Very calm.
I am glad you brought that up. Listen.
Collected.
You're right. You're exactly right. And you know what?
Until you pissed me off.
That was before me, though. That was before me.
No, but you know what? You're setting the standard for now. There's a new Karen in the house, and you're putting.
Yeah, there's a new Karen in the house,
and you know what I mean. You're changing how people perceive Karens right now.
But don't tell me when to put my mask on.
Exactly. Just saying, right? Oh, that is a good point. Do you guys wear masks when you have to do these things now?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, you do. The whole night, or
unless the client leaves, and then
then you're all good.
Yeah. Then you're all
entire investigations with the mask on. It's really annoying,
but that's
the only way we can do them.
What about the clients? Do they So you invite your clients to stay? You don't say, please leave? You don't let them leave or?
No, we say it's optional.
Really?
Stay if you like.
We really say 1 to 2 max. Like if you're of a family of 6, you need to go someplace.
And your animals too.
Your animals too need to go.
Out of there.
Yeah. A family of 6, peace. Look, I don't know. Look, the hotel's not on us. You guys just got to find somewhere. Yeah, make case. Can't stay
here.
There's
a fine line where we can become Saturday night entertainment, and that's not what we're looking to do. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's pretty funny.
I have a question for you. This is a little bit different.
By all means, we're talking about Karens. You might as well.
And this is not about Karens. It's about ghosts.
No, okay. So just okay.
Can you tell the ghosts and the voices that you've heard before? Can you tell their ethnical?
Oh, their ethnicity? Their ethnicity?
Yeah.
Really?
Ethnicity?
Bro, really?
We live in Vermont.
Bro. Did he just really ask that?
What, you mean they didn't have slaves in Vermont? Well,
no, I'm saying, but. So,
I think we could, but we live in Vermont.
What does that mean?
Bro, it's a good question. It's hilarious. What? So it's a bad part. So.
What's wrong with it?
No, yeah. I mean,
I don't think that's a bad question. And actually, to answer your question, thank in you, Fartgate,
Karen.
The hell yeah, just the way it sounded, it was like, hell yeah.
That's what I was going to tell you, bro.
It kind of sounded a little New Yorkish, you know, like, hell yeah.
Got so, you. What about me, the do I'm it? What about the do it in a bad neighborhood? Was it a brother talking about Nike?
Do it. Yeah.
That was hard to tell because it was electronical. It sounded electronical.
Oh, okay.
Are you trying to say there aren't any black ghosts?
I didn't say that.
Or Asian ghosts?
Well, I don't think there are a lot in Vermont. That. It's just we're primarily a...
But no, that's a great question. I mean, it's a great It's a great question. Now you got me...
Think about this, though. They had... When they had the Underground Railroad, how did they get up north? Right.
Yeah. I understand. No, I agree with you. There are.
Vermont is very, very.
I would think we'd be able to tell if it was.
Yes, what I'm saying. They would.
I think so.
Yeah, but I think that more so works with the spirit box, right? That comes out maybe more so.
Well, that's
why I've heard people use Kobe, like when Kobe Bryant passed. I've seen this one psychic. This one.
Wait.
Ghost box person.
So my question was crazy, but. Like Kobe Bryant and his psychic.
Because they used his voice. Because they put all this stuff that he said. So whenever the ghost communicated, it was using his voice. So they like he used his voice for it.
Okay.
To me, that's not legitimate.
Really, when they use a ghost box EVPs with the voice
EVP and things like that when you're using a piece of machinery to generate.
A voice?
Vocals.
Gotcha.
I'm so old school. I know a lot of people use these different types of machines that, grab words from radio stations and things like that.
Yeah.
I still want just a bona fide audio recorder to record a voice that came out of thin air.
What?
And that's what I want.
But have you ever tried? Have you guys ever attempted it? And just to see if it would answer your questions.
Are you talking about programming a voice in?
No. No. Using the ghost box.
Yeah, we have that.
We've actually got great results. Does the ghost box use the radio? Because I know there's different versions. Does it use the radio sound waves or what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, use radio waves.
Yeah, the radio waves. So
and uses that as almost a database.
Gotcha.
It's flipping through the radio waves. And
okay.
But there's also, it's the obvious, that has the words plugged in, like a big library of words, correct? The one that spits out different words.
That's the ovulus.
The ovulus is the one that has words totally different.
It's a different platform.
What about those, you know what's so crazy? I used, you like that meme, sipping tea with Kermit? When you just did that, I'm sipping the tea with Kermit.
What about that?
You've never seen that meme, sipping tea?
No.
When you have something to say or you want to keep your mouth quiet, it's funny what you just did. Have you guys ever seen, what do you call those apps? What was it that the paranormal person we had on mentioned? It was an app that you can get.
Mm-hmm. There's ghost apps.
Yeah, there's one of these ghosts that you think you're iffy about that.
Yeah.
I was once at work and I used the app thing, right? So I used the app thing just to see. I was messing around. It gives out words. It gives out... certain words that it picks up. Man, I had a lot. And
talking about a ghost app?
Yeah, ghost app. So I used it. It just picks up things. You ask the question, so it picks out words, right? and it picked out a name. So it picked out a first name, and I said, okay, what's your last name? It picked out a last name. And then I forget the whole detail because I guess I'm getting older. But it was a real name. I looked it up. It said it died or something. So I looked it up. I Googled it, and it happened. The name was legit. But I don't know if it's Google. Wow. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's Google because it's a search engine. So you have no clue whether the app uses Google or not. That's the only thing I question. But it was a real name, and they had died, and it was like a 14-year-old, and that's what happened. It was like a high schooler, and he died from, like, playing football. You know what I'm saying? What do you have? Not dehydration, but you have like a heart attack or something. What do you call it? So something like that. Yeah, so I did look it up.
Heat stroke or something?
Something like that. So I looked it up and it was legit. And it happened years ago.
Was it specific to that area that you were in?
Yeah,
it was
specific to the area where I was. So really? I was in DeBerry. So that's exactly what And I was like, wow. Holy crap. So I didn't know if it was a search engine. Maybe
you know
someone.
What? You don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm not a big believer in the ghost apps.
Yeah. Just because you can.
But you know what? Really, what's the difference between that and us using other equipment?
Yeah, but the thing about it is your equipment is not attached to a search engine. Like, yeah, we don't know because, you know, I can say, hey, babe. She's like, hey, let's get Rudolph lights or something. And then my phone will show Rudolph stuff.
That's the scary part that you don't know because the phone's listening to you while you're you know, performing this EVP session. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just, none of us are using them on investigations.
Gotcha. No.
Mm-hmm. So, in fact, we shut our phones down. We put them on airplane mode and be done with them during an investigation.
Yeah. And you also mentioned, because you said you heard one time the ghost said help, right? Help in your ear?
Oh, more than once, yeah.
Okay, in your ear, right? So you said
not in your ear.
It was Karen.
Hi.
Yes, I'm sorry. Karen heard hi in her ear. Do your other investigators, because I know you, when you play back things, you hear it. Is there anyone that has the frequency or the energy that they actually hear live things more often that's in your group?
Yeah, definitely. I think Heidi and Lindsay and Kathy.
Yeah.
Definitely. They hear a lot more than the rest of us, but they are more sensitive, I guess you would say, than Karen and I.
So is it cross-referenced and shows that it actually did happen in real time? If you guys play back it and they're like, oh, I heard something here, and you guys cross-reference it with the audio and it can actually hear it when you cross-reference?
Have we?
I had a case in Milton, Vermont, where myself and Kim were side by side, and we both heard a female voice say hello or hi. I can't remember which was. She's like, did you hear that? I'm like, I heard that. And I was able to, and I had my recorder going, go back and capture. So we both ears and audio recorder caught it.
Gotcha.
Haven't had a situation where one of those three girls that are more sensitive on our team heard something and then we caught it on audio. I haven't had that.
Okay.
But they certainly have had experiences where they're like, spend more time over here. I feel it over here. And then we've directed our equipment that way and have gotten good results.
Okay.
So
other than the video you guys sent us that no one else has seen before, is there like in sports, just like a Hall of Fame type of scenarios, or is there like a Hall of Fame or like the greatest ghost story
what are you talking about? The scenario as far as them catching, it was the apparition. They want to catch an apparition.
Yeah, but is there
who's got the holy grail of the best of the best?
Yeah, like is there like one that everybody talks about, like some in your group of taps?
And then on top of that, make sure you answer the MVP that you guys wanted to work with since we have audio now.
Oh. Well, that would be the Ghost Nation. Oh, that's
Ghost Nation. Yeah.
I don't think there's a Hall of Fame other than really good stuff you see on TV. Mm-hmm. There's no place where we go to post the best of the best. And I think, you know, the Ghost Nation team is something we look up forward, you know, this is our role model type of thing, because they're legit.
Okay.
When, you know, they're honest and they don't, there's no faking. I think the Ghost Nation team would be definitely someone I would work with.
they are doing different shows now where they are working with their family members. I mean, we're called right now TAPS family members, but we're really, you know, involved, I guess, with Ghost Nation. Mm-hmm. And they are doing different shows right now that are involved with cases that their family member teams present and need help with. Mm. So we haven't had a case yet that's working, but you never know.
Yeah, but, has to be the perfect case.
Has to be, yeah.
Gotcha.
Meet a lot of criteria.
Mm. So, wait, are you guys able to work with them or no?
If we have a superior case that we can bring forward and present to them.
Yeah.
But it has to have hit all the marks. It has to have an apparition. It has to have interaction. There's a lot of things. And also the clients, the family that we're doing have to like vacate their home for about 5 days. That's hard.
Wow. Got you.
Because they don't just come in and boom, do it in one night. Yeah. They're there for almost a week. So it has to be somebody who's able to leave their home,
Be okay with their home being on TV.
So it's hard.
Is there anything else you want to do before we?
They've answered all my questions.
You got everything. The fairies, the orbs.
And how do we get on the fairy subject? What was the fairy?
Well, the fairy had to do with the.
We're like, what's up with the fairies?
It had to do with the other paranormal specialist. It was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you guys watched Ghost Nation?
I have not.
I don't know.
They're on Travel Channel. You need to check it out.
I'm going to have to now.
You'll kind of see. You'll see what we do. Very similar to that.
I want to watch that now for sure.
Yeah. Yep. You watch.
Yeah. And another good show too, if you get a chance, go. I am addicted to the show. It's called Paranormal Caught on Camera.
Okay.
People's videos submitted. Mm. And it's not just spirit activity. I mean, everything from what you're talking about caught on Ring cameras to things captured in the woods to very just unusual cryptid type stuff. It's really interesting. Mm. And you'll see what's out there that people, it'll give us certainly fuel for another conversation.
Absolutely.
Interesting. But yeah, check out Ghost Nation. Certainly worth watching. What they do is legit and it's what we do.
Yeah.
And then, and check out Paranormal Con on Camera. Really interesting. Completely addicted to that show.
Absolutely.
I love the word legit.
Yeah, I love legit too.
I like that.
You like that?
I like truth.
I do.
We like truth too.
You know, you guys.
I like real reality.
Real reality?
I do. I don't want to be. I want our show to be just where people can really trust what we're talking about.
Us?
Well, the people we bring on, us.
Oh, okay. You know, gotcha.
That's what I want.
I do. You guys should check out,
what is it?
That YouTube, Bro Rants Podcast. subscribe.
Yes, you guys did?
Okay, cool. Awesome. I'm sorry. I'm going to plug the hell out of us.
By the way, I realized the whole time, like when I was making jokes about the Joe Biden fly, it was a Mike Pence fly.
Yeah, I thought about that, but I was like, I'm going to let it go because I was like, maybe she likes, you know, I'm
which I think it was wishful thinking and it proved true.
Yeah. I was like, it's Joe Pence, but I was like, she kept saying it. I was like, maybe.
You could have corrected me.
No, okay. There's not.
This is my first time talking to you guys. I think I was nervous.
That what it was? Yeah, I was.
Now, like, we're lifelong friends.
So. I know, exactly.
Yeah, I was excited about you guys coming back today. I was like, yes.
Oh, cool.
Breath of fresh air. We were
excited as well.
No, it's awesome. I like your popcorn machine in the background. I like that popcorn machine.
Go big or go home.
I know. She didn't even start it up for me. Like, what the hell?
I know, right? She's like, go big or go home.
And you guys have an open invitation. You hop on an airplane to Burlington, Vermont. We'll pick you up and we'll take you paranormal investigating. Bring your audio recorders and we'll show you
what's
down. Okay. Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Did she say she was going to leave us?
What city are you closest to in Florida?
Which city?
Daytona.
Is that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The
biggest one is like Orlando.
It'd be either Orlando or Jacksonville.
Yeah, Jacksonville. Yeah. The biggest ones would be Orlando or Jacksonville that we're close to. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Did she say she was going to pick us?
I have a second home in Cocoa Beach, so I'm not that far.
Oh, okay. It is. That's Melbourne. She was like, that's like an hour away. She was like,
I did my college internship in Melbourne.
Oh, really?
Did you?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Long time ago.
She was like, I'm going to pick you guys up.
We're going to go paranormal investigating.
And I'm going to dump you guys.
Lost in the woods.
Oh, wow.
We're going to go find your bikes.
We're going to go find your bikes.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to go find the skunky.
Wow. Yeah, the skunky. Yeah, get the squash. Down in
the squash. Everglades, right? In the Everglades.
The squash. Oh, yeah, the Everglades. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're ready. You let us know when. We're ready. Right. Yeah, we'll bring our masks, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, listen, it's been great. Yeah, thank you so much for coming back on with us.
Yeah, we love
you. You're welcome.
You guys have an awesome Christmas.
Thank you. Yes. You and as well.
We will.
We'll and your families.
Thank you. We'll be sure to, Raymond, make sure you email them our address so they have it.
Okay.
So we know.
Oh, for the Christmas card? Oh, I see.
Christmas gift, yeah.
Yeah.
You can attach a card, cool. Yeah. If you want to attach a card, we don't, you know, we're not even like that high maintenance, but if you want.
Popcorn and some maple syrup. I mean, yeah. You got to get a maple syrup gift from Vermont.
There you go. Hey, I'm not picky. I'm very low maintenance. Like I said, if you want to include a card, by all means, include the card. I'll take a family card with the whole family. It's cool. You know they're going to send it out anyway. Look. I can tell who sends it out. Let me see. It's Karen.
You think so?
Yeah. Just when I agreed to not even do Christmas cards this year. Like, the hell with 2020.
I told you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Tell your wife she did a great job decorating.
Oh, I will. Yeah, she loves hearing it. Everyone comments on it. And I'm like, yeah.
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 She's got it down.
Yeah. It'll be down the 26th. Oh. She moves like this, guys. Yeah, like
me too.
I like her.
Yeah. She, that weekend, it'll be me and her. Good times.
Yeah, it's down the next day. Gone.
Exactly. No evidence of Christmas.
All right. Until next time.
All right, ladies.
Take care.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye, guys. I just said peace. Peace out.
Peace out.
What do you think?
Huh? No, we're good.
Okay.
What do you think?
I thought it was pretty good.
Really good.